Hare Krishna. Check the train before you check into it. Sometimes, if we are on a crowded, huge railway station with many trains coming and going, we may just rush to a particular train and board it. So, we may have experience of having got into a wrong train. And now, the train has started moving. And in many trains, there are often doors which are closed. And we can't get out only. Even if we want to get out, it's dangerous to jump out of a moving train. So, if we realize that we have got into a wrong train, then if the next station is close by, then we might be able to correct ourselves by getting off after 3-4 minutes of travel. But sometimes the next station may be several hours away and we may end up several hundred kilometers away from where we wanted to go. So, most often this doesn't happen unless we are very distracted. So, we are attentive to check which train we board. Now, similarly, we need to be attentive to check which train of thoughts we board in our own consciousness. Train of thoughts means that just as in a train, one bogie is connected to another, to another, to another, and the pull of the engine causes the whole train to move. So, in our case, often we get one thought, and if we let ourselves get carried away by that thought, then that thought spawns, generates another thought, another thought, another thought. So, it is a train that is actually almost instantly manufactured in our own consciousness. And we let ourselves get caught in the first thought, and then suddenly we find that there's an engine and it starts moving. And we may end up somewhere quite opposite to where we wanted to go, because the train of thoughts may just take us anywhere. So we may, somebody may speak a little bit disrespectfully to us. Now we have an option. Just neglect it. Or if we don't do that, then we may look at this person. Last time also this person had done this. This person is always having grudges against me. Very rude. I will do this person in. No, how will I do this? And you know, we may just find ourselves after a few minutes seething with a clenched fist and with a heaving chest. And we may work ourselves into a emotional turmoil for practically no reason. So we need to watch ourselves. So just as we are careful before boarding a train, a physical train, similarly, we need to be careful before boarding a thought train. So normally we check in into a hotel. But here the word check in into the train refers to, because we just as if you check into a hotel, then we understand, now I'm going to be here for some time. And we settle into the hotel. So like that, if we check into a thought train, that means we settle into it and we let ourselves get carried away by it. Then we end up getting ourselves into a needless trouble, or at least we end up wasting our time. So we need to check the thought train, check the train before we check into it. So, how do we do that? By being conscious. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatastato niyam yaitad atmanyeva vashamnayed. Krishna says, wherever and whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under the control of the self by the steady practice of bhakti. So, the more we practice bhakti, steady, now Krishna doesn't talk about bhakti specifically in this verse, but by practicing bhakti, we can actually gain more and more control over our mind. And the more control we gain over our mind, the more we learn to fix it on Krishna, the more we can become more the practice of trying to be conscious of Krishna helps us to become conscious of the mind. And then we can become conscious of where it is going elsewhere. So, wherever the mind goes, rather than going with the mind, we check ourselves and we bring the mind back under control. And in that way, we can avoid getting carried away by undesirable thought trains. Thank you. Hare Krishna.